These are strange times, and getting stranger by the minute, and by the tweet. We take it for granted now that every morning we'll rise and shine to a new law of physics, handed down by the logic averse White House, and ratified by the toadies who, like Mike Pence, smile their frozen acquiescence and wait their turn. To say democracy hangs in the balance, well, maybe that seemed hysterical a year ago, but how about now? A buddy, a vet of Vietnam, asked me how I like Nixon these days. Nixon looks pretty damn good. The Trump reality show operates on the premise that the audience needs constantly new shocks and awe. Otherwise, we'd turn our limited attention spans to a different channel. Sad truth is, the Clown King is right. We crave the tension and the suspense. It's a cliffhanger every day now. Forget who won the ball game yesterday. Forget your kid's birthday. Forget changing the oil on your car. You got what short attention you can give fixed totally on the next tweet storm. Today it was threatening Iran with total annihilation, unlike anything seen in the history of the universe. Does that grab your attention? Well, not as much as it might have before he said the same thing to the North Koreans. My worry is that the Trumpster has sense enough to realize that he can only ratchet up the rhetoric so far, and then he'll have to actually do something. You know, maybe a small preemptive strike on a Balkan state who hasn't paid their share of NATO dues. That should bring your attention back to sharp focus. What most of us are focusing on these days is how we have a rogue president in the White House, a man uninterested in reading much of anything, not even a one-page briefing report, and who has decided the only bright person in the room is the guy he admires in the mirror every morning. If ignorance is bliss, we can count our blessings here in the U.S. of A. But if it's a prescription for error, hang on to your seats. The ride is going to get a lot rockier before we get rid of this narcissistic huckster.